The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace page, which was posted to Facebook on April 21st, 2020. He remembered how difficult it was growing up, so when a young fan wrote him, he took the time to compose a handwritten letter to her telling her, "I'm so glad you're my friend." He congratulated her on making it through junior high school, saying, "I'm sure you did better than I was too busy listening to the grass grow." He was born on June 7, 1958. He said he was born epileptic and had seizures when he was young. He was named after his father, but preferred to be called by his nickname, Skipper. He also sometimes used the names Alexander Nevermind and Christopher Tracy. His father said he wanted his son to do everything that he wanted to do. Both of his parents were members of the Seventh-day Adventists. They divorced when he was 10. He reportedly had a troubled relationship with his stepfather, so he would move back and forth living with his mother and his father. When his father kicked him out, he lived briefly in the basement of his neighbors. Although he was only 5'2" tall, he became a talented basketball player and once played for one of the best school teams in the state, which was Central High School in Minneapolis. And he also played sports when he went to Bryant Junior High. He played football, basketball, and baseball. When he didn't have enough money, he just stood outside of a McDonald's and smelled the food. He himself wrote fan mail to a singer he admired, Joni Mitchell, who said she once spotted him at age 15 in the front row at one of her concerts. But back to the letter to the young fan. He wrote to her, "I don't always have time to reply, but your letters surely brighten my day." He encouraged the young girl, her name was Annalisa, to stay in school. He also told his young fan that he just finished making a movie, and he hoped that she would like it. The movie he was referring to was based on one of his songs. He had initially asked singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks to write the lyrics for his song, but she said that the song was so overwhelming. That 10-minute track, I listened to it and I just got scared. I called him back and I said, "I can't do it. I wish I could. It's just too much for me." The song was titled Purple Rain. It was June 1984 when Prince Rogers Nelson wrote to a fan named Annalisa Masters. Prince was 26 years old at the time and had just released his 6th album. Prince's final living day on Earth was April 21st, 2016. He passed away at Paisley Park in Chanhassen, Minnesota, at the age of 57. His groundbreaking album, Purple Rain, sold more than 20 million copies worldwide and produced hits such as When Doves Cry, Let's Go Crazy, and, of course, the title track, Purple Rain. The album earned 3 Grammy Awards, while the film earned an Oscar for Best Original Song Score. He eventually went on to write more songs than the Beatles, with a back catalog of more than 600 songs. In 1984, he accomplished something only the Beatles had done before him. He topped the charts simultaneously with an album, a film, and a single, Purple Rain and When Doves Cry, respectively. Prince was a very private person. Not many people knew about his private life, but records show that the charities he chose were those focused on helping children, such as the City of Hope, the Elevate Hope Foundation, the Elton John AIDS Foundation, HALO, and The Bridge. Before his passing, he also voiced his support to the Black Lives Matter movement, and he said during the 2015 Grammy Awards that books, Black Lives, and albums still matter. He performed at a concert in Baltimore after the death of Freddie Gray, and according to Reverend Al Sharpton, he donated money to the family of Trayvon Martin. USA Today wrote, "In the wake of Black Lives Matter, Prince channeled social consciousness into his music with the same sense of joy and inclusiveness that had always distinguished his work." His 2015 song titled Baltimore responded to the death of Freddie Gray in police custody with just those qualities. He said, It's a hurtful place, the world, in and of itself. We don't need to add to it. And we're in a place now where all we need is one another. And it's going to get rougher. In one of his songs, he would write,
imagine you could rid the earth of anyone you choose. Which ones would you need the most? And which ones would you lose? Judge too. Imagine sending your firstborn off to fight a war with no good reason how it starts or what they're fighting for. And if they're blessed to make it home, we'll still be poor. Pray for peace right now and forevermore.
Since he wrote Purple Rain, many fans have tried to guess its meaning, with some fans believing he was singing about the end of the world, a theme Prince was interested in the mid-80s. When there's blood in the sky, red and blue, it equals purple. Purple Rain pertains to the end of the world and being with the one you love and letting your faith of God guide you through the purple rain. But another theory was proposed by his bandmate Lisa Coleman, who said, Purple Rain symbolizes a new beginning. Purple, the sky at dawn. Rain, the cleansing factor. As far as the young fan, Annalisa Masters, who Prince took the time to write to, no one knows what became of her, although a Prince fan at one of his online fan pages found an obituary of a girl with the same name, who would have been about the same age as the girl Prince wrote to. It would also explain why a very busy star would take the time to write to a sick fan, which makes Prince's gesture even more heartwarming. The handwritten letter, by the way, was last seen displayed at the Hard Rock Cafe in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Prince's hometown. Prince ended his letter to Annalisa Masters simply by writing, "Thank you again for writing me. Until I hear from you, Prince." This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find him on Facebook. Just look up John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon, and I also thank you, the listener.